In 1830, Thaddeus Fairbanks of St. Johnsbury built the first platform scale, a keystone of industrial development in the 19th century. Want to see the wagon that brought the family to St. Jay? How about a complete collection of ice-cutting tools? Unfortunately, those and thousands of other touchstones of the town's early days are gathering dust in storage. But now, an all-volunteer group has found an historic house where they hope to display them if they can raise the money to buy it. To attract donations to the St. Johnsbury History and Heritage Center, they placed a tiny fraction of the collection on display in the vacant yellow frame mansion. Executive Director Peggy Pearl shows off a sun-filled room with gleaming glass cases.
And we have framed pictures of the Handy family that used to cut ice, both in Lindenville and St. Johnsbury. And we coupled those pictures with some of the artifacts to try to tell the story of this very bone-chilling occupation.
An ice tong leans against an ornate fireplace. In other elegant rooms, cabinets hold 19th-century curiosities, a postal scale, a souvenir plate, a food chopper. Eventually, Pearl hopes to fill these spaces with everyday objects from the bygone era of this once affluent town and also hold classes here. Bigger treasures, like a child's hearse and a popcorn wagon, would be displayed in the adjacent carriage barn. But first, her group needs to raise $250,000 to buy the property from a law firm that's relocated.
We're hopeful that we will be able to take over this house because it really it's in a move-in condition, as you can see today.
She stands in the entrance hall beside a cardboard thermometer showing that about $100,000 has been raised. But time is short because the Fairbanks Museum has said it cannot store these items for more than a few more months. Still, Eric Gilbertson, Field Service Representative for Vermont's Preservation Trust, predicts success for what he calls an unusually dedicated and hardworking group of local history buffs. And if they fail to find a home for these antiques, he says, St. Johnsbury will lose a sense of itself.
It doesn't happen very much in Vermont, but whether it's buildings or artifacts or whatever, or just loses the perception of its history, they kind of lose a sense of direction.
A strong sense of direction, Gilbertson says, is what's motivating these advocates. Even though grant money for historic preservation is drying up and visitors to small local museums are declining in the internet age, Gilbertson says the St. Johnsbury History and Heritage Center is on the right track. If the purchase goes through, he says, keeping the doors open will cost money. But with volunteer help and some partnering with other organizations like St. Johnsbury Academy, he sees a bright future for some now hidden gems from the past. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.